CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of things that we're not above being grounded by the real everyday concerns of our bodies, our health, our aging, all these kinds of things. And I'm always happy to have Dr. Mark on. Hey, Dr. Mark, how are you? He's, of course,
he's muted.
You're on mute. He's the host of the
Let's Try Again.
There we
Good
go.
Good morning.
Morning, Doc.
Morning. How are you?
Good. I want to talk to you about something today that I've picked up on from a lot of people. There are people who go on these detoxes, right? And we got to talk about that because I want to know from you whether it works or not.
That's what Dr. Nandi became famous for.
Right. And Dr. Mark, while we're on detoxing, you can maybe also address one or two other fads that are going on, which I'm sure you've encountered in your practice in the recent few months. These cold baths that everybody thinks are the cure to everything. And you know, these people who just like go cold turkey on things like alcohol or smoking or whatever else. But let's start with detoxing. What do you think of it?
Okay, so you know what? We actually discussed this last week on the show, and we're going to discuss it again today. I want to change the word or the thought about you are what you eat, rather to you are what you do not eliminate. The problem that we have with detoxing is the body stores toxins in specifically fat tissue. Now, this is all around your organs, visceral fat, and this is in your brain. So to answer one of your questions, going cold turkey, and the body is not prepared to deal with these excessive amounts of toxins that's now going to be released, is going to overwhelm the body's filtration organs, specifically the liver, the bile, the kidneys, and most probably your skin as well. So going cold turkey on something, that can work. Going on a juice fast, that's dangerous. So think about it. All of us think of detoxing. You're going to go on a green juice that you're going to be drinking for 4 or 5 days without eating. That's very, very unhealthy, specifically for patients who have underlying conditions, diabetes, hypertension, excessive cholesterol, whose thyroid function isn't working properly, whose kidney function is deteriorating, or who has problems with their liver. If you lose fat, fat stores toxins. That's why we have fat cells. They don't only give energy, but that's where we trap the stuff that we don't want. And suddenly, they're released into the system. Besides the fact that you're going to feel like crap, going to actually make yourself worse.
All right, so, but Dr.
We'll
Mark,
be
you know,
talking about that a bit more today.
So a lot of people think that when you endure pain or you feel like shit, it must be because your body's getting rid of toxins. I mean, you see these ridiculous videos of like some special cream you put on and all this stuff comes out of your skin and suddenly you feel better afterwards. I mean, most of that is nonsense, right? And there isn't some magic formula you can drink every morning and, you know, by the end of the day, you're going to be completely free of toxins. Your body is constantly trying to keep these things out. You put things in. Sometimes you are knowingly and voluntarily ingesting poisonous stuff. But your body is also a chemical factory. It's meant to be dealing with your nose, kind of air conditions the rest of your body. Your lungs are constantly processing the shitty things out of air. Your liver is getting rid of chemicals that you shouldn't have in your bloodstream and your digestive tract. And of course, the kidneys are the filters. So you're always processing. Toxins are a part of your life.
You know what? You should come onto the show because there's very little apparently that we can teach you. Gareth, you're absolutely right. I think what people forget is when they hear the word metabolism, they think of weight, okay? Someone has a slow metabolism, therefore they gain weight. Metabolism is the sum total of all the chemical processes that happens within your body. Now, if those processes start slowing down, the body will try and compensate by putting stuff away that it can't excrete, and therefore you are what you do not eliminate. It's about keeping optimal balance and functioning within the different systems. And the body is incredibly good at compensating for that. So we cannot get away from toxins. Just the air that we breathe, as you so rightly said, is full of poison and metals and contaminants. And the food that we eat is contaminated with pesticides, whether it's organic or not, you can't get rid of it. So the body now has to deal with it. So storing them, in fact, where they do not affect the body as badly, is what we do. And therefore, we see excessive weight gain. It's not only about what we eat. It's how the body needs to deal with these things that we throw at it on a continuous basis.
So then, am I on?
Yeah.
So then, like, detoxing, and I saw somebody earlier talking about like bowel irrigations.
I know.
Which always freaks me out, because I'm like, it's actually the English word. Like, the many many young black people like around my age will know all about the spate, right? And that's the English word for it. Does that work?
You know what? I actually think it's not a good thing. Colonic irrigation, if someone sticks a hose up your bum to wash out what you've put in, the problem is they wash out your microbiome as well. So you actually make things worse. The microorganisms that live in your gut weighs as much as your brain. There's more of them than you have cells in your human body. So what you do with something like a colonic irrigation is you disturb them.
At your peril.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These organisms need to stay in colonies in certain places where they have a certain function. So if you now go and mix them around or wash them away, you give pathogenic bacteria and organisms a chance to get a foothold. So you will see with colonic irrigation, when you lie there and wash things out, after that, they try and repopulize your gut. But that's impossible. There are trillions and hundreds of thousands of different species of organisms. And the gut really is a place where you like xenophobia. They need to stay where they need to stay. They do not need to.
All right, Dr. Mark, let's just level with everybody here, because there's a lot of this that has to do with, you know, medical science and dietetics and a whole lot of other stuff. But in reality, most people are looking to start again. They want to reboot. They want to convince themselves and probably everybody else that they're on a new path. It's like some kind of Damascus moment. Just because you're getting a hosepipe shoved up your asshole does not mean you're going to be a better person by next week. You'll be exactly the same person. Chances are you'll
actually
be
I think you're going to feel worse.
You'll be a bit worse.
Less crappy, but you're going to feel worse.
Quite less crappy.
And going on to a juice diet and cutting out this and cutting out that, it's actually not going to change that much about your internal biology. The reality is that what you need to do in general is be a little bit fitter, eat a little bit less, you know, try to cut out sugars where possible, try to limit the amount of anything that you're doing in excess.
Gareth brought me chocolate and he's talking about cutting out sugar.
But come on, Doc. I mean, isn't it just like common sense, basically?
You know what, Gareth? I often talk about stress and the management of stress because it's detoxing. Now, as you said, it's common sense, but putting it into practice is actually very difficult.
Yeah.
I think for one thing about detoxing and feeling better that we forget is getting proper quality of sleep, not quantity. It's not how long you sleep, it's how good you sleep. If you ask the question to yourself, if you wake up in the morning, are you refreshed? And you answer no, you have a problem. One of the organs that
we've got a problem
detoxified is the brain. So you need to wash all the crap out of your brain. So that's the one that you need to irrigate. And the only way that you irrigate that is through sleep. So getting physical activity, surrounding yourself with nature, music, something that you like that clears the voice out of your head, getting proper sleep is probably the best thing that you can do to feel better. It's not going to come in a pill. Yes, no. We need multivitamins and antioxidants and juices and all of those things.
Sorry.
They have a role to play, but it's lifestyle. But lifestyle that costs no money.
And it takes and it takes consistency, and a lot of it is boring, and you're not going to be able to post it in your Instagram because you won't have instant results. And it's really about those dreary day-to-day decisions. It's not going to be a quick fix. No. Am I right? There's no,
it's a lifestyle. Like you said, it's a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that takes time and effort to cultivate. It's difficult to become quiet. Do me a favor, go and try and do this. Take your morning beverage. It shouldn't be coffee, but I do coffee. So take your morning beverage, go sit outside in your garden, and for 5 minutes, listen to the sounds around you without hearing your own voice in your head. It's an active form of meditation, but you know what? It's bloody difficult to do. Now, try and do that every morning and put in a walk of 10 minutes just around your block. And that will change your life. And if you can incorporate this twice a day and stretch that meditation to 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes before you go to bed, you will be a different person.
I don't think a lot of people could do that. But, Doc, we got to...
Especially the not hearing your own voice in your head.
It's a nightmare, especially
so
if you're 7 like me.
So Congo Chris asks here in the comments, why is it that if I take a 2 kilogram shit, I mean, that's heavy, right?
I don't know what you
he
eat.
Says, why don't
why
I
would you weigh it?
I don't know, but I'm guessing he reckons it's like 2 kilograms. And then a lot of people are saying here, that doesn't sound good. Wow. John Bad Dog says, your shit's 2 kilograms. What are you eating? Slow down, buddy. 2 kilograms would be a lot, right, Doc?
I think so. What exactly? What are you eating? Bricks? No, you know what? And again, why would you weigh it?
You know what? I'm horrified that
you have to look at it.
Because I 2 kilograms. Agree.
You have to examine your stool for consistency, for color, for changes. Yes. But that's just a quick look down the toilet, not put it on a scale.
Because 2 kilograms is like that thing of sugar. That thing of sugar that's like this guy.
It's a lot.
It's like I'm just saying it's like this.
Yeah, I've seen chihuahuas leave landmines that you would get frightened of. But
all right, let's leave it at that with Chris's enormous elephant turds, and we'll just we'll pick this up with something much more salubrious next time around. Dr. Mark will be live on the Tea Health Show for another episode today. If you haven't absolutely subscribed to this podcast, you need to do it today. So, Doc, thank you for coming on this show, and we will see you later.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Very good. There's Dr. Mark. Don't forget to subscribe to the Tea Health Show and any other show on Cliff Central that you are interested in listening to.
Tea Health is amazing.
CliffCentral.com.